97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the real or fake news quiz, where I read the people in the studio a headline, and they have to decide whether it is real or fake.
And Nicole Murray stole one of your good ones earlier,
she
didn't
did.
She?
I know. It would have even screwed up Kim St. Ange, who is our returning champion.
Thank
Congratulations,
you.
Kim.
Appreciate that.
Boo.
Haters going to hate.
So, Kim, let's start with you. The reason bubblegum is pink is because it is the only dye the inventor had on hand. Real or fake?
I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go fake.
Mark Cox.
I'm going fake.
It is real.
Oh, right off the bat.
Thank you, because it is Halloween week. And
why wouldn't it be white?
Well, it was gray because it was made from like tree sap. And so he's
like bubble yum is always purple.
But this was double bubble, I believe, was the first one.
All right.
And so he's like, I don't want people eating this gray stuff, so let's make it pink.
And that's why they make all the other food. They fill it with other chemicals and stuff and dyes because they want it to be pretty. I'll get off my high horse here.
No, you're fine. Speaking of more candy stuff, Ethan Bright, real or fake, German chocolate was made by an American named Samuel German, not an actual German. Real or fake?
Let's go real.
Mark Cox.
I'm going fake.
Kim I'll say fake.
It's real?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I've been eating German chocolate cake my whole life, thinking some German made it.
Samuel German.
He technically is a German, just not what you think.
Oh, man.
American German.
An American German. Mark Cox. A university banned the use of capital letters in emails to avoid scaring students. Real or fake?
I got to go fake on that, Carl, as woke as we are these days.
Kim St. Ange.
The last two were real, so I'm going to say fake.
I'm going to go real.
It's fake. Yeah, good job, Mark.
Yeah, there you go.
It's on the board.
And so, but Kim's logic helped her out. I don't know what that means. Kim St. Ange. A couple in Florida named their baby with the emoji for a smiley face. Real or fake?
People would do that. Real.
Ethan Bright. Real or fake?
I'll go real. I guess they would try.
Mark Cox.
I'm going to go fake because how would you introduce them?
Mark Cox is correct. It is fake.
Duh. You know people would try that.
They might try it, but how
the
do you
same
say,
way you did
this
Prince.
Is my child, and you try to fake
the artist formerly known as
emoji?
My baby.
Yeah,
Mark,
exactly.
People think that they're German shepherds, and they think they're cats, and they want to use litter boxes.
They're probably
We're
named
not,
after
people
somebody
aren't above
who wasn't
this.
German.
Mark Cox, real or fake, the city of San Francisco is still using floppy disk to power their light rail. Real or fake?
I'll go fake on that, Carl.
Kim St. Ange, real or fake?
Fake.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go real.
It's real. They're spending $212 million to update it. It still goes on the floppy disk. The reason is not because they're not working anymore. They still work, but the people who know how to use floppy disks are dying off.
I remember using floppy disks.
Really? Would you know how to start the San Francisco
the
light
BART
rail?
I can't say I would know how to do that, Carl.
It's the Muni Metro.
Can't be too hard.
Sure.
Just wing it.
Who's up? I think it's Kimberly St. Ange. Kim St. Ange, real or fake? A gorilla at the Bronx Zoo learned to knit and makes baby booties. Real or fake?
I have faith in that gorilla. I'm going to say real.
Ethan Bright.
Yeah, I'm going to go real, too.
I'm going fake.
Mark Cox is correct. It's fake.
How do you come up with this stuff, and why do I believe it?
I know, right?
Maybe the better question.
True. That's I don't know how I came up with that one. You know what? When I was typing that out last night, I said, if I say Bronx Zoo, it'll sound more real. Is that what threw you, the specifics?
No, I just felt like a gorilla could do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Ethan Bright, real or fake? Roller coasters are built to shake. Real or fake?
I'm going to go real.
Mark Cox.
Real.
Real.
It is real. If the support beams and tracks did not shake, they'd snap. So when people, that thing's really shaky, doesn't matter. You want it to shake or else you will die.
I'll tell myself that when I feel turbulence on a plane.
Well, that's different.
I know. But I'm going to tell myself that.
Mark Cox, a mysterious buyer, just made the largest Thighmaster bulk order in history. Real or fake?
Suzanne Summers' husband? Who was it?
I'm not going to say who, but real or fake?
I guess I'm going to go real on that, Carl.
Kim Sainage.
I'll say real, too.
Ethan Brett.
I'll go real.
Winning.
It's fake. But that means Mark Cox. Welcome back, Mark.
No kidding?
You won.
Wow. I came from behind. That's
three
a come
to
from
two
behind
to
win.
Two.
How about that?
About congratulations.
Time. It's about time.
All right, Carl.
Thank you for picking good questions this week.
Oh, my gosh. If you lose, it's bad questions.
Come
Is
out,
that how it goes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Get more at 971talk.com.